This is news from North Country Public Radio.
The spring theater production at St. Lawrence University opens this week and examines the challenges of growing up, the power of media, and the struggle to remain unique in an interconnected world. Hush, an interview with America opens in Gulick Theater tonight. Tickets are free. You do need to reserve a seat, though. You can contact the Gulick Theater box office for tickets at 315-229-5748. And the show continues through this Saturday evening. Curtain time is 8 o'clock. There'll be an additional family matinee performance Saturday at 2 in the afternoon. In the play, Maggie Parks, an imaginative 12-year-old blind girl, senses an unexplained presence in her backyard. Her vision captures the imagination of a national news personality. I stopped by a rehearsal of Hush last week and spoke with some of the cast. Director Charlie Pepperton told me that this is a family-friendly show, theater for youth, which he says is different from children's theater. The show examines growing up, imagination, identity, life's mysteries, and he says the play revels in all the things that make theater, theater. It sounds like you're saying don't underestimate young people in terms of what they'll catch in a show like this.
Yeah, I think that's what's great about having kids as your audience, because they have a lower tolerance for pretension. They don't have a... they don't know the rules. They don't know they have to be polite and tolerate a certain amount of pandering or bad storytelling, because they exist around so many stories. So I love performing and doing shows for kids, because they keep you honest. And they, in a lot of ways, they're smarter audiences than adult audiences.
Talk about the characters, the setting, and who some of the main characters are. And
so it takes place in the town of Hush, Kansas, which is right in the middle of the country. And the first characters you meet are Maggie, a 12-year-old young woman, as she calls herself, and her father, Frank. Frank is a middle-aged janitor in the town. And we don't know anything about, as is always the case, it seems, with these kind of stories, we don't know about Mom. But we have this father-daughter relationship, and it's a really beautiful depiction. And then we also have a character of Jana, who is a Katie Couric public media personality that everybody in the world knows. And I don't want to spoil it, but she makes her way to Hush, Kansas, and stumbles upon the character of Maggie, who is a girl with a tremendous creative imagination. And Jana, the Katie Couric character, decides that she's the next big thing, the next big story that's going to make the country go wild. So the whole story is about what happens with when the country unifies around one story and it's not quite the story that we thought it was. So we see a lot of people from all over the country. We have characters from Nevada, characters from South Carolina, characters from Texas and Mississippi and New York. And so it really ends up being what the subtitle of the show is, which is an interview with America and about what they think about this character of little Maggie Parks from Hush, Kansas. And she's the new media superstar in the country, this 12-year-old woman. It's been a really moving part of the whole design process, is seeing just how applicable this show is about innocence in America and innocence of children and what it's like to be a child in America today in sort of this media-soaked and connected place we are.
Sarah Cushing is a senior theater major at St. Lawrence University. She plays 12-year-old Maggie Parks.
It's a challenge because I'm 22, and so going back to being 12 is kind of, it's fun, but it's also challenging to, like, let go of all your cynicism. But also, Maggie is blind. she's a blind character, so it's been a really big challenge to not see when I can so clearly see. Yeah. And it's been really fun, though. Initially, I wanted to do this piece because I wanted the challenge, and also Maggie has dancing parts, and I am not a dancer, so it's been fun to get the chance to dance on stage.
Is there, let me ask, and I'll ask Claude the same question too, you know, what is it that you are hoping, you know, maybe a 12-year-old who might come to see the show, you know, walks away with?
I hope that any child that comes to see the show realizes that it's okay to have an imagination, and it's okay to be different than everybody else, and that's what makes you special, and that's what makes you you. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with being different than anybody else, and children should have their individuality, and that's what makes them so special.
In this scene from the play, Maggie tells her father the story of a girl who gets lost in the woods and survives on nothing but Fruit Loops, and records her thoughts in invisible ink, much like Maggie.
So, this girl wrote down her greatest, most private thoughts with this invisible ink. Secrets that filled an entire book. And hundreds of years later, when somebody found it, they thought it was nothing but a bunch of blank paper. Sometimes I'm dancing, or making up a poem, or even just dreaming, and I think, here I am full of all this stuff. Like, all my secrets are written in invisible ink. And who would ever know just by looking at me?
St. Lawrence freshman Claude Mumbere plays a lion in the show who has escaped from the L.A. Zoo.
He sort of wanders and wanders, and I don't know how to describe him without giving anything too much away, but it's basically a story of the lion trying to not only get home, but also connect with another being, you know, whether it be a lamb or Maggie or whatnot. He's trying to find security because everyone around him, he feels, is completely against him.
What do you like about the show, Claude? What intrigued you?
At first, I auditioned just because, you know, theater is something new. And then there was the part of a lion, and when I saw lion, I thought, oh, Mufasa. And so I said, okay, maybe I might, you know, give that a shot and see how that turns out. And the lion, it turns out, has a lot of, he's a very sort of active and animated character. And I sort of wanted that. You know, I play soccer. I'm very, very active myself, and I think that sort of worked well with my personal characteristics. Yeah. And so the show itself, I love the sort of creativity involved in that, and the mix between imagination and sort of societal constraints that sort of end up coming together and creating this conflict that explodes into this amazing, amazing story. In this portion, the lion, he's, as I said, roaming across the country, and he is absolutely exhausted, and then comes upon and sees this lamb sort of wandering all alone, and at first it looks like he's stalking the lamb, about to eat it or her. And then they get into this beautiful dance, and it unfolds into this sort of great dialogue.
Bah! How do you do that?
I am a lion.
A lion? In Illinois?
Is that a problem?
No, that's cool. But aren't you supposed to be in a zoo?
I used to be in a zoo. In Los Angeles.
Wow, you're a long way from home.
That wasn't my home. Just where I lived.
You seem pretty nervous for a lion. Last Christmas, my mom was in a live nativity in town. Boy, was she ever nervous. Where are you headed?
Sometimes at night there's a light dancing in the sky. It's a long way away, but it smells like kindness.
What are you thinking about?
Lamb chops.
One of the scenes between the lion and the lamb in Hush, an interview with America at St. Lawrence University this week. Director Charlie Pepperton is hoping young people come to the show. He says there's a special matinee performance, 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and a talkback session with the cast and crew.
When I've done that before, they've been the most insightful questions about the topics of the show. So maybe they have questions, maybe they have their own. What I'm sort of hoping is that the kids themselves will have some of their imaginations they want to share with us, however they relate to the characters, and just give us some feedback. What did they get from it? And just have sort of an open-ended discussion between the actors and the kids in the audience, and just see what happens. It's a show that I think speaks their language, and it speaks the language that I think a lot of adults wish they still had. So I'm hoping we get a chance to speak a little of that back and forth.
So I just had a bizarre thought. I'm thinking of a young woman, and you had a lion, and I don't know why The Wizard of Oz came to thought, but maybe it's sort of a warped sense of the show.
And Kansas,
yeah, okay. Maybe that's all intentional, I don't know. But
there's definitely allusions to The Wizard of Oz throughout. There's lots of mythology, biblical mythology, world mythology that works through it. It's a really smart show, really well written. And so it's one of these shows that an audience member can latch on to a certain thread and go with it. So there's lots of room for interacting. So I'm hoping we get to do that with the talkback session. It's just to hear what threads individual audience members pulled out and then sort of put those together, see what people come up with.
Hush, an interview with America by James Still, opens tonight in Gulick Theater at St. Lawrence University. 8 o'clock is the curtain time. There's a 2 p.m. family matinee performance on Saturday. Admission is free. You do need a ticket. You can call the Gulick Theater box office this afternoon at 315-229-5748 for tickets. Hush is about fathers and daughters, relationships, the challenges of growing up, the power of media, and the struggle to remain unique. The play was granted the Outstanding International Plays for Young Audiences Award by the International Association of Theater for Children and Young People. And it's, as Charlie Pepperton says, the perfect show for the entire family. Again, it's free. You do need to get your tickets, though. It opens tonight, continues through Saturday, including that family matinee at 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. You can call the Gulick Theater box office at 229-5748 for tickets. Visit our website as well for more information. The phone number is online, and there's a photo of Maggie and the lion in one of the scenes from the show on our website right now at ncpr.org.
Digital distribution of North Country Public Radio news and features is funded by gifts from listeners like you. Join us at ncpr.org.